thoughts on the prospect of bringing back Charles Woodson?
I knew that was going to be the first question. You know, he's one of those guys. He's a great player, great competitor. You know, but I'm sure Reggie and DA got something brewed up. I don't know what they got brewed up. You know, I'm focused on the guys that we have now, man.
Speaking of that, do you know everybody's names in here?
You know what? I don't want to sit here and lie to y'all, so I do. You know, it's still a learning process, but, you know, we're building right now. I know all the defense, but offensive guys I really don't know yet.
How tough is it for the second straight year having to get used to new faces for you?
Man, you know, it's part of the curve, man. You gotta take the punches and roll with them, and it's just part of the learning curve.
But as a safety, I mean, you learn to play off your corners and things like that. How important is that to get that continuity and get the same group of people in here from year to year?
You know, that's the importance of this OTAs, man. You know, we take this time right here to start building up that chemistry.
Some of these new guys that have come in, have you had a chance to work with them much in the offseason?
No, not really. The rookies just got here, and, you know, the new guys, you know, we starting to build right now. You know, we just got on the field for the first time as a defense, so we starting to build today.
And maybe it's an unfair question because we've only been out a long time, but what do you think of DJ Hayden?
DJ Hayden, from what I've seen on film, he's a pretty good ball player, man, and I'm excited to work with him, and he has all the attributes to be a great corner, you know, and I'm excited.
You must know something about C.O. Moore.
Oh, yeah, C.O., that's my dog, man. Yeah, I mean, his film speaks for itself. He's a baller, man.
You said you were his host when he visited?
Yeah, I was his unofficial host, though. You know, I was everybody's unofficial host at UConn.
How odd is it to walk out here for the first time as an NFL guy to not see Huffy around?
You know, that's my best friend, man. You know, we built had a lot of years together. We built a great relationship. And, you know, I'm going to miss him, but it's football, man. You know, you got to go out there with the guys you got.
You and McFadden and Allen cited a few, Lamar, a handful of guys that are back. Do you take it upon yourself to lead, or you just always been a leader by the way that you play and conduct yourself?
You know, I always see myself as a leader, but now it's more prominent. You know, I'm one of the older guys now, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm growing my beard out.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm excited for the challenge. You know, I think I fit the role well.
What would Woodson mean to this team? What do you think he'd bring to the table?
He's a great ball player, like I said, but right now we got to focus on the guys we got, man.
Today was the official day or first time both having rookies and veterans on the field. What were your first impressions of everything?
You know, this first day, guys are a little rusty, but we made the quarterbacks throw a lot of checkdowns, and that's always a good sign for the first day.
Did it feel a little more perhaps than years past, like the first day of school, because you really are trying to like learn names today, not just what everyone can do, their skill set?
It's crazy, man. We ran to the huddle and we huddled them up for the first time. I'm looking around like, man, it's a lot of new faces in here. So it was definitely different, but man, I'm excited though. We got a good group of guys, man. Everybody here to work. You know, this is the best attendance I had since I've been here, for as far as people showing up for OTAs and stuff, and I'm excited for it.
With the fact that it's a full house and there's everybody here, is there like a feeling, like a palpable excitement that to the, you know, what's ahead, the unknown?
Yeah, I mean, every year is the unknown. I don't care if you're coming back with 22 returning starters. You know, you never know what the next team is doing, and every year is unknown. Every season is a new season, and you know, this season just presents some new challenges, and we're excited for them.
Thank you.
Yeah, right on.